good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cup, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
A great organization and been with us for almost 7 years, and we really appreciate their work all over Turtle Island and their support of Native Roots Radio. Hey, I just want to say a real quick shout out to my nation, Ho-Chunk Nation. It's Founders Day, and that means we have a day off here, but we're also really appreciative of our elders and the ones that brought this great nation forward in a good way. And that's back in 1963, and we were the Winnebagoes of Nebraska, of Wisconsin then, and we changed our name to Ho-Chunk because that was our original name. I don't know, Haley, I'm sure you know this, but Winnebago meant dirty, stinky water, and we didn't like being called that, so we'd rather be called our name Ho-Chunk. Are people of the sacred voice, and as you can see, I do this with my arm here when I say the sacred voice, and very dramatic, and I don't know if it bothers people or not, but hey, I just want to say also, too, a big shout out for, this is Women's History Month, and as you know, here on Native Roots Radio, it's always History Women's Month here, so
yes.
We just want to give a shout out, and you know, I posted something that women came, you know, Wi-Fi came from women, GPS came from women, Bluetooth came from women, windshield wipers came from women, home security systems came from women, Kevlar came from women, telecommunications, aquariums, treatments for malaria, automatic dishwashers, computer programming, and on and on and on and on and on and on. So big shout out. We all, and the final thing on this list was, final two things were chocolate chip cookies, and also we came from women. So a big shout out to women all over Turtle Island. I know you wanted to speak on something too here.
Oh, yeah. Well, first off, happy Ho-Chunk Nation Founders Day to you. And today is the first day. Yeah, round of applause. Give it. Yeah. Today is also... Today is also the spring equinox, the first day of the spring equinox. And, you know, I'm excited to, you know, honor the return of the sun back to our hemisphere here and for everything to turn green and come back to life. Speaking of come back to life, we have the Four Sisters Farmers Market. Mm-hmm. Shout out to NACDI and their market that they put on every Thursday through May through October, I believe. And it's just so fun to get out there at 1414 East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis to just come together with relatives and friends and enjoy some good food and just have a really good time and be outside.
Absolutely, Chujunk. We always go there to be seen and hang out and buy some trinkets and some fry bread. So we're down.
Always. I'll see you there every Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, we should pop on our guest. Do you want to introduce Monique?
Yeah, well, right now we have Monique Candelaria joining us, and she is a very well-known actor, so I will have her introduce a little bit more of herself. But thank you, Monique, for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you so much. I'm Dagote. My name is Monique Candelaria. I am coming from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Let's see, where do I begin? I had the pleasure of meeting Robert not too long ago when he came to watch Bear Grease. So the reason why I'm in Canada is because I'm currently touring with the Bear Grease cast. And I can't say how much of an honor and privilege it is to see all of them just be able to cultivate everything that is within them and share it with everyone and show that there is a way for all of us to truly create, inspire, and bring hope for us that in our future that it's going to be a beautiful place to actually live and thrive.
You know, I thought, and again, welcome, Monique. I thought we had big crowds here in the Twin Cities, but you guys went to your next stop, and I was looking at the crowds there, and they were even bigger.
It was insane, and the stage was so beautiful, so beautiful. It's like nothing I've ever experienced before. So I've done musical theater, you know, of course, you know, in school as a youngin. I had done you know, state choir, things like that. So I've done singing and dancing in my youth. I also was a dancer for Dance, Dance, Dance. It's a Teen Thing, which was a local TV show that was in New Mexico when we once upon a time had a beach water park. And as soon as I got to college, I'm going into too much. Let me think how to shorten all of this. Ultimately, I've been doing film for the last 12 years outside of 4 years of college where I got a theater degree from the University of New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And this is nothing like it. Like, this is something entirely different where it's the combination of everything. And I think because there's so much more to the story of Bear Grylls and what we're trying to share, you know, with everyone when it comes to our culture and the things that we can laugh at and enjoy and also show that how we can grow and, you know, evolve and change the way that we perceive ourselves. It makes you feel very whole in realizing that we can do so much more through our artistic ventures.
Yeah, well said. And let's talk a little bit. I know we've been pumping up the show for weeks before you guys were on or here in the Twin Cities. And Bear Grylls is a parody of Grease. And yeah. But it's alive, and the dancing's live, the singing's live, and I was exhausted. You guys were really, it was definitely a lot of dancing and singing, and it was a lot of fun. And I went twice. I snuck in there another time, too, because I thought
it was
wonderful. Yeah, yeah.
I saw you the second time.
No, I was, that was, I think Ajwak was there, and I don't know if you got a chance to meet Ajwak, who was in the movie, the hockey movie. What the heck is that called again, Haley?
The hockey movie. Which one?
Well, it's on Netflix right now. He's a big time native actor out of the Twin Cities, but he was there and he enjoyed it. And I know the first night we had State Senator Mary Kunish was there and her whole family, and they loved it. And it's a parody, and but the dancing, and it's live. It isn't like a movie where you could go back to your trailer and rest up and do another dance segment. You guys are very athletic and very talented, and I think right from the get-go, the singing was spot on, and I was pleasantly surprised. And I don't know why I always say that, but I was really surprised and excited to watch the play because it was just hit me right away.
Oh, well, that means a lot to me. Watching all of them be able to pour their hearts and souls out, and music is so powerful. Singing and dancing is healing, as we know. And being able to start out a show and show a span of time where we really didn't, you know, our ancestors didn't get to thrive during that time, you know, and be able to show that we can sing and rock out those songs, you know, and make people feel really connected in a whole other way is beautiful. And you're right. We get, you know, we have those little moments where you run backstage and you're trying to change into your next outfit and you're like, I got it. Okay. And then you're on, you know, and it's like, it's so exhilarating. It's, you know, that adrenaline rush is certainly something else.
Hey, we got to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back. We're here with Monique Candelaro, who plays Frenchie in the Bear Grylls, the play that's traveling all over the country, and hopefully it'll end up on Broadway. And the movie I was talking about is Indian Horse, Haley. Sorry.
Oh, there you go.
Right on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we're awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex. Recording sexual acts without permission. Hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger. Purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Hey, if you're like a lot of people, you're probably relieved that the holiday celebrations are over. But there's one thing that might stay with us from the holidays besides all those gifts, and that's COVID-19. Numbers from COVID are going up as we spend more time inside. And Native Americans are seeing even bigger case spikes. With all the indoor celebrations over the holidays, you may have unknowingly been exposed to someone with COVID-19. That's why it's important to stay vigilant. If you notice any symptoms like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, take an at-home test. They're still free and can be ordered at sayyeshometest.org. If you do test positive, you're eligible for free treatment, and no health insurance is required. Visit health.state.mn.us to connect with providers and receive your treatment. Let's make 2024 the healthiest year ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do, and we have Dr. Stately on Mondays, and we talk a plethora of things, and also health and mental health and all those things that matter to us in Indian country, and not only Indian country, but with all our white allies out there that are listening to us too. So welcome back. Hey, we're here with Monique Candelara, and you're an actor who plays Frenchie in Bear Grease, but it sounds like, and we can go back and forth here in this segment, but I'm looking at your bio too, and you were in shows and movies that that I really liked. I mean, first of all, Breaking Bad. Talk about that a little bit. That experience being on Breaking Bad.
Oh my goodness. Let's see. I actually first met Bryan Cranston in 2008, which was my last year. Right before I graduated from UNM, and it was in that moment that I realized that the film industry was growing in New Mexico, and I had every intention of actually leaving New Mexico until that moment. And it wasn't until then that I was like, well, I don't have family that are in the industry, and I don't come from wealth. So I would rather be a big fish in a small pond than a little minnow in an ocean full of sharks. And in meeting him, it was just, he was so grounded and an amazing individual. He brought his award. We got to take pictures with it. Like, I mean, it was huge. We were so excited. And 4 years later, 2012, I get cast as Lucy, the Denny's waitress that basically talks his ear off and then gets tipped $100 for absolutely no reason and on a free meal. So makes you wonder.
Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome experience. And then you had something to do with Dark Winds too, which was just an amazing, and I think they're up for their third season, aren't they?
Yes, but actually I haven't had the chance to actually be on Dark Winds just yet. I have auditioned plenty of times. I'm friends with George R. R. Martin and Lenore Gallegos. And as you know, George R. R. Martin has the Jean Cocteau Theater that's in Santa Fe. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I even got with Bear Grease is because George R. R. Martin was having a 10-year anniversary for the Jean Cocteau Theater, and it was the 100th performance of Bear Grease that I had just watched, and they were having the wrap party for Dark Winds also at that exact same time. Wow. So a long story short, I got a blowout on my tire right as I had parked to go watch them at the Santa Fe Playhouse. And I was like, I can either make my whole night about this flat tire or I can go and enjoy the show. So I went in and enjoyed the show. And I told Lenora, I was like, you know, she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm just going to change my tire real quick, you know, and then head back to Albuquerque. And she was like, how about this? How about you come to this after party with me for Dark Winds? And it's also the anniversary for the Jean Cocteau, and you get to meet the cast of Bear Grease. She's like, and then we can just, you know, I'm sure one of the guys will help you out. And I was like, oh my God, I can't even picture being like, damsel in distress, help me, somebody change my tire. And she was like, no. She's like, they're really cool. And I was like, okay. I was like, I would love to go. I was like, I can do it before the sun goes down. She was like, no, just come. So I went and I got to meet everybody and they were all amazing. And it was in that moment that Lenore, I guess, ended up telling Georgina, which is Crystal's mom, that I sing. And she came up to me and was just like, I heard that you sing. And I was like, I do. And she goes, yeah, but can you really sing? And I was like, whoa. I was like, look, I sing, whether you like it or not, that's an entirely different story. And long story short, she auditioned me. And that evening is whenever the journey of me becoming part of the cast began. So that's why you're hearing Dark Winds mixed with me.
Right on. Sorry about that. But yeah, you know, I just have to say that, you know, I was pleasantly surprised in a good way how well everyone performed and everyone sung and danced. The backup singing and, of course, the doo-wops of the 50s where it was taken off. You have to sing. There's no auto-tune or anything going on like that. So, and again, it was unbelievable dancing going on the whole time. I mean, what prepared you for that? I mean, a lot of jogging, a lot of yoga. What that was a lot.
Certainly being outdoors and, you know, hiking while you're trying to sing is really good practice. Wow. For trying to have breath control while you're doing things like that. There's really no way to do it but to practice and start singing and dancing at the same time. So they actually brought me to Edmonton in Canada January 20th, and I was able to go through rehearsals and everything all the way until mid-March. So really, when you had seen me, that was only my third performance that I had done. So yeah, so I'm a baby. I'm new to them.
Yeah, well, and they marked what was it, a 150th or 140th showing of Bear Grease while you guys were in town here?
Yeah, we just finished our 151 performance. Wow. Or they're 151. You know, it's always so interesting because they announce like which number it is when I'm there. And I'm like, oh my God, like that just goes to show that something that you can create can expand into something that you never thought imaginable, you know, and what it is to be a part of somebody's baby in the making, you know, and what that means as a culture and as a people coming together as one to make those dreams come alive.
Yeah, and it's fun too because us natives are really humorous and funny, and there was a lot of inside jokes, but also a lot of jokes everyone could get. And when we were in Minneapolis, it was a great mix of audience, a lot of Native Americans, and a lot of other people there too. So it was a lot of fun. And where are you guys going to be playing next?
Grand Prairie is our next one. So let's see, that is actually the day after tomorrow. So I have tomorrow is like a day off, which won't be a day off. I'm sure I'll be rehearsing and making sure that, you know, I'm still on point with whatever I'm doing. And we'll be driving out there doing tech rehearsal, performing the same day and resting that one night and then driving back the next day. So it's quite the life.
It is. It is like you're on tour, you're like a rock band, and basically because you're all singing, you're just not playing instruments and you're performing, you know, 90 yeah. minutes of pure, with no break. Again, it was amazing, and I'm sure you'll be doing stretching at the very least, singing and stretching before the performance.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we all try to keep active. I really enjoy being active for sure. Actually, I need it. I'm definitely one of those personalities that if I'm not active, there's something wrong with me for sure. So
do you have like a website or a Facebook people that can follow you and your career and how or are you IMD or things like that? How people can be in touch with you?
Yes. So the platform that I'm most active on is Instagram. So my handle is the @ and then Mocha, MOCA. So it's the first two letters of my first name, first two letters of my last name. Although I will be starting to get on TikTok and spread my internet wings and try to do better on my social media of sharing things that can actually be helpful. And certainly on those two will be the two places that I also will start showing when I start doing acting courses, because that is a way that I want to be able to give back. And also, I want to start, I'm writing three different scripts. So nice. Hopefully, like during the time while we're in a car for, you know, 4 to 7 or more hours, I can start actually getting things on paper and start producing and creating my own baby out there as well, and sharing stories. So that will be the place to find me. I am on IMDb. So mm-hmm. if you were to just type my name into Google, Monique, MONIQUE, Candelaria, CANDELARIA, and then IMDb, you'll end up seeing all the things that I've been in. So the things that I'm most known for would be Lovecraft Country, which is an HBO series. I played the character Yahima, which is an Arawak tribal Indian that basically was tortured and trapped in a ship and then brought back to life and then murdered. So it's horrible. I don't know if you guys have watched this series at all, but it does go over some really hard topics, which is also like the four forms of like silence, which is what the episode I was in. So the first one is like my character doesn't have any subtitles. So when other people start trying to talk for you, then whenever I get knocked out, which is showing that when people don't like what you say, they use physical violence. Mm. And then fear alone, when people are fearful, they would rather kill you than get to understand you. So the character, you know, killing you. And then the last one is that when these hard topics come up, how hard they are to have, and people choose to just ignore them. So anyways, that was a huge one for me, and it lasted a really long time. But I want to thank you for having me on the show and being able to share all of this. So I'm really grateful.
Let's do this again. Let's keep talking when you're on tour and give us updates. How does that sound?
Yes, I would love that. I would absolutely love that.
That'd be great, because we'd love to promote where you are all over Turtle Island with Bear Grease. So again, a big Pina Gigi, thank you so much for coming on.
Much love. Much love. Thank you so much.
Hey, Haley, who do we have next?
Hey, we're going to have Deanna Standing Cloud and Rachel Kupcho Banks on with us.
Right on. You're listening to Native Roots Radio. Again, Monique, big Pina Gigi, thanks a lot.
Attention transit customers. On Saturday, March 16th, Metro Transit will make changes to transit service within your community. As we do each quarter, we review our resources and ridership trends. These service changes continue our ongoing work to best serve customers throughout our system with our given resources. A summary of the upcoming service changes and a preview of the updated schedules are available now at metrotransit.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Howl!
As we pack away the ornaments and bid farewell to the holiday season, it's time to unwrap the gift that keeps on giving, getting protected by a COVID-19 vaccination. This is your chance to make a difference, especially as our Native communities face higher COVID numbers. Those higher numbers underscore the need for collective action. So answer the call and get vaccinated. The latest vaccines are not just authorized, but they're proven effective against the current variants. This is extra protection, even if you've already had previous vaccines, since previous vaccines will eventually wear off. Plus, the new shots are FDA approved for ages 6 months and up. A COVID vaccine is not just a shot. It's a pledge to safeguard the wisdom and stories handed down by our elders. So join the movement, get vaccinated, and make 2024 the healthiest year ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
All My Relations Arts presents Okizi. Okizi means to heal, and the exhibition highlights the healing power of cultural revitalization for Native communities. Okizi showcases prints, mixed media, textiles, beadwork, digital collage, and glass sculptures by Native American and Sami artists. It explores Indigenous communities' active healing efforts through language revitalization, land back movements, and embracing traditional knowledge. Visit All My Relations Arts to experience Okizi through April 13th. More information at allmyrelationsarts.org.
Hi, I'm Chuck Manette, owner of Native Concrete and Masonry. Whether it's cracks in your existing sidewalks, steps, chimney restoration, or a whole new project, you can trust our team to ensure satisfaction through detailed planning and precision. Native Concrete and Masonry is a Native American-owned business, and we have worked with our clients throughout the Twin Cities metro area. We work closely with our clients to accomplish our initiatives. Learn more at NativeConcreteMasonry.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Clear tonight and windy with a low of 15, then Wednesday sunshine with a high of 31. Cafe Latte is unlike any restaurant you've ever experienced. Grab a tray and pick from their award-winning selections of soups, salads, sandwiches, and mouth-watering desserts. Cafe Latte, Victoria Street and Grand Avenue in St. Paul, or cafelatte.com.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by All My Relations Arts and their current gallery exhibit, Okizi, in partnership with the American Swedish Institute, now until April 13th off of Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis.
Hey, 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 we have a, this is probably an art show here, Haley. We have more artists here, comedians, and we have comedian Stan, Deanna Standing Cloud and Rachel Banks. Welcome you two. Happy Ho-Chunk Founders Day, and also happy Women's Month. Ho-wa.
Indeed. Bonjour.
Right on. So we got some things coming up here, and you guys, Rachel, I knew you were always funny, so I can't wait to see you on stage. Ho-wa.
Yeah, no pressure. Thanks a lot, Robert. Gosh.
Yeah. And we know, Deanna, you're a veteran now on stage, so we know that, you know, it's no big deal for you, but we appreciate the last time I saw you, you were hilarious. And let's talk about what's happening.
Yay. I'm actually wanting to see if my microphone works. Can you hear me?
It not only works, but it looks like a great prop too, the way you have
nice.
It.
Nice. Thank you. This is okay. I had to watch a whole YouTube video to like figure this out because it's been months and I'm like, I've had this microphone and I've never been able to use it on the computer. So this is my very first time using this microphone. So I'm super excited to use it on your show, Robert.
Wow. This will probably be, we'll have to ask Haley. This might be on the best of.
Best of. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
We could bump off. We could bump. We could bump off. Who do we have on this week? Deb Holland. We'll put up Deanne instead of Deb Holland. And no, so that'll be a good one.
Yeah. Well, no. The mic is great, Deanna.
Nice. Awesome.
Cool. So let's talk about the show. Who wants to start first? Or we can talk at the same time, seeing it's a talk show.
So I'll just start a little bit, and then I'll throw the ball to Rachel. But we're super excited. So this is our first time having an all Native women show at the House of Comedy. So Rick Bronson's House of Comedy at the Mall of America tomorrow night. Let me see what time. 7:30. They always tell me, like, they tell me a half hour early, and I'm like, because they must know me. They know my, they know into my soul. I was like, hey, I thought it started at 7 the last time, but it started at 7:30. I'm like, wow, that was okay. But yeah, so tomorrow, so it's the very first time that there's going to be an all Native woman show there, and I'm super, super psyched to share the stage with Rachel, because I've known Rachel. I hope she remembers me from way back in the day at MIWRC. I worked there in the baby room, and I remember her coming in, and she's always, always been bubbly. So I'm like, like over the moon to share the stage with her tomorrow night.
Well, yeah. And I imagine too, before you speak, Rachel, Deanna, I imagine we're going to have some more of a comedy about your father. So I'm looking forward to that.
Poor guy. Poor guy. Well, I mean, we might as well get something from his lifestyle, huh?
Yeah. All I got was a lousy clock from him one time.
Well, you can make it into a Flava Flav one. Get some beadwork and wear it.
Yeah, definitely.
Be like the Native Flava Flav.
I mean,
what good is family if we can't make fun of them? My gosh.
Yeah, right. Definitely. Well, Rachel, where are you going to be speaking on? Because I know there's serious things out there. Like, you must be talking about when you go swimming when it's 40 below, maybe. No?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like people are kind of tired of me talking about that all the time. I like proselytize everywhere I go. I'm like, have you cold water plunged yet? If you haven't, this is a list of the benefits, right? Like, I feel like I need some new material. So no. I feel like I'm just going to end up roasting my 13-year-old for much of my set.
Nice.
Yeah. And because that's all relatable, right? It's like, it's funny because it's true kind of thing, right? People exactly. can relate to that.
Exactly. Sure. Yeah, so. Definitely. But so what, and we also have another comedian that'll be on, Deanna, and that's Trish.
Yep, Trish Cook. So she's kind of been my unofficial mentor this whole past year. It's been almost a year since the first time I took the stage in a comedy setting like this. She's a Red Laker. She's from the South Side. She's performed at the Parkway, and you were there. She's also performed at the State Fair and the Guthrie. So she's a veteran in the game. So I'm really feeling grateful that she's taken us kind of under her wing, and it's her vision to like really uplift more Native comedians, because we're all funny.
Yep.
You know, we're all like, I've not met a Native woman who's not funny, unless they're like super crappy.
But then they are funny too, right?
There are a couple of super crappy ones. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
Does that hurt to keep your face like that? My God.
Well, not only that, hey, one of the things that comedy comes from way, way back for Natives is, you know, the masters of powwows, and you do that too. So you're always capping on people when it comes to powwows, right? So maybe you can do kind of a Don Rickles thing.
Oh gosh. I don't know if I'm capping. I get so nervous at the powwow and there's downtime. I don't even know what the hell is going on. I was going to put that in my, skit tomorrow. Cause I'm like, why would they ask me to MC the powwow? I never paid attention. I was always like trying to snag all the time. I'm not the one. I don't know what's happening.
Well, they probably
think, chosen one.
They probably think you have too many kids, so they want you to be busy now. You know.
I know, great. It's, to do something
during the powwow, send it snagging. Yeah. Okay, Rachel, what's your excuse?
I was adopted.
Oh, that's
by white people.
There's
my
a lot
excuse.
There's a lot of material in that, being an adoptee myself.
Yeah, that's going to have to be like a whole show in of itself, Robert. I only get 10 minutes, so yeah, that's not enough time to really get into it properly. So.
Well, when you do your Broadway one-person show, that's when you can get deep
there,
into
there
it.
There you go. Then we can really, really dig in deep, real deep. Right now, it's strictly in therapy, so, yeah. You know, really trying to parse it out. At this point, so.
Exactly. Well, hopefully you weren't one of the adoptees that were as used as slave labor, because that is a thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, I was born in 77, just a year before ICWA was passed. So, you know.
In the religious act, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, who knows? My life could have looked a little different or very different had I been born a year or two later, so. I try not to think about that a whole lot.
Well,
you know, that, what if?
It's interesting, too, as being an adoptee myself. One of my closest colleagues of my other job, the first time I was introduced to her, she did one of these native things. She brushed me off and looked the other way. It's like, hey, this is my friend Barry Hand introduced me to her and said, hey, this is Robert, and he just found out he's Ho-Chunk, and he just went, oh, that's nice, and walked away, and I go, I love Native people.
I'm here for it. You're like, yes.
Yeah. We're, let me get the selfie here at the powwow so I can get on with my life. Oh, wow.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah, right. So I don't know. I mean, like, Trish really has, like, a vision for this, you know, kind of moving in a direction of, you know, Native women really being uplifted and being on stages all over. So This will hopefully be the first of many, many shows. And, you know, not just the three of us, but we start pulling in a lot more of our friends and relatives and getting a lot of us on stages. So
yeah, maybe we can do
a master plan.
We can do a live radio show next time you guys do something. And you know, the radio is theater of the mind, so you know, you don't mind. Ooh, if you don't. Yeah,
that was deep, bro.
I'm writing that down right now.
Yeah.
Theater of the mind, yes
it was. And that was before TV and all that, so
right.
Yeah,
was that Orson Welles? That was the
Batman, the Green Hornet, a lot of shows in the 50s were first. I Love Lucy was first a radio show.
Really? So, I did not know that.
I didn't know that.
Well, I'm making up as we go. Oh, I swore.
I'm like,
Yeah, don't write that one down. Oh, I hope they caught that.
This is how rumors get started, Robert.
You got some explaining to do.
Yes. Well, that's before people change the channel after I just swore, why don't you let everyone know what time and everything's going on tomorrow so they can get their tickets and get out there.
Haley, is that you that put that up there?
Yes. Oh, that's fancy.
Yeah, there we go.
We are so technologically advanced.
You freaked her out.
That was like some genie stuff. Doing
her nose, like that. Oh my God, we are super old. We're like, yeah.
Yeah. We're laughing about it too. Wow.
I think show starts at 7:30, right? 7:30 tomorrow 7:30. At the Rick Bronson's House of Comedy at the Mall of America, 7:30. Be there for some big auntie energy.
Yeah, we're getting some
with your
big auntie
and all that,
and duct tape.
We got some big auntie energy going on now. I've been outnumbered this whole show. We had a Monique on, an actor. Now we have two actor comedians here. And you know, Rachel, you only need 70 scenes for a full length movie. Just remember that when you're writing your script.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you.
Only.
A tidbit. A Oh, I'm going to have to look that up because you've already been making stuff
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Probably not even the same number.
Wow. I'm going to fact check you.
Uh-oh. Theater of the mind.
There we go. Hey, we got to come back. Let's take a break, and I swear during the commercial break so I can get it out of my system. And nice. We'll too. Talk some more with, yeah, you're welcome. And we'll bring it back to a PG-13 show. Oh, wow. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm here with a couple comedians, and it's just fun. And Haley and I are the best audience here. Oh, wow.
Attention transit customers. On Saturday, March 16th, Metro Transit will make changes to transit service within your community. As we do each quarter, we review our resources and ridership trends. These service changes continue our ongoing work to best serve customers throughout our system with our given resources. A summary of the upcoming service changes and a preview of the updated schedules are available now at metrotransit.org.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Life can be hard. Sometimes it feels like there's no answers, like there's no way out. Hennepin County's COPE Mobile Crisis Response is here to listen and help you find a way through whatever is going on in your life. Call 612-596-1223. For no cost, crisis support anytime, anywhere in Hennepin County. That number is 612-596-1223.
Dougherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas is your pathway to a bachelor's degree. Located in downtown Minneapolis, Dougherty Family College offers an affordable education that includes free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, and a Metro Transit pass. As a full-time Dougherty Family College student, you'll benefit from mentorship from St. Thomas faculty, along with paid internships and support from Minnesota's largest private college. Ready to turn your dreams into reality? Apply now at dfc.stthomas.edu. Dougherty Family College, your journey to success starts here.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. How?
Oh, that was good. Okay, we had one of the comedians howl, but Rachel, you...
I didn't know that doing? I was supposed to.
Okay, do it again.
I'll do it, I promise.
Do it again, Haley.
For future generations.
Oh!
Howl.
Oh! Oh!
Good one.
Hey, I do that every night.
That's you that I keep hearing. God! Yeah,
whether you want, have to or not to. Hey, we're still on the air after that swear word, and Brett back at the mother station is ready with the button because I filled him in that these ladies might have a potty mouth too, and we're winding down here. So, yeah, we're going to be doing comedy, and you got a 10-minute set, and then Deanna, then do you go a little longer, and then Trish goes longer, or... How does that work out?
Let me actually look. Yes. I thought I had 15 minutes, but now 20, I was told I have 20. So yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of scared. I'm not prepared. I've never been prepared.
Like a pyramid. Yes. I have 10. You has 20. And Trish has like 40.
Do you want five of my minutes? Should we do some bartering? Eight. Yeah. Let's do some bartering right here on live radio.
I've already locked my set and timed it, so.
Really? Oh, my God. You guys are so prepared. I'm scared. See, I don't have, like, extra time to do anything. I have so many, like Robert said, I have so many kids. They're everywhere. I, like, live in a shoe.
But that's powerful. That's powerful. We need more natives. That's good, Deanna.
Oh, natives that live in a shoe. I actually live in a moccasin. Yeah. I actually was thinking about performing my one and only rap song. That's kind of funny. It lasts like 4 minutes. So I was thinking that would be like an extender. Kind of like when you throw a tomato can in some food. It's a meal extender. So I brought a tomato can. It's my rap song.
Nice. Kind of like a hamburger helper of comedy. Yeah. Here.
Tuna helper.
Wow. So one of the questions I'm sure you've never been asked, and both of you guys think deeply about this, what are you going to wear?
Clothes.
Yes. That's good.
I'm going to do you all a favor.
You're going to do what?
I'm going to have a little breech cloth, just a breech cloth and some, no, I don't know. I actually don't know, Robert. My daughter-in-law is taking me to the store tomorrow because I never know. But something just comfortable. Nothing fits.
So
something stretchy.
I'll be seeing you at Goodwill tomorrow then. Oh,
yeah, catch you at Savers for Elder's Day.
Yeah.
50% off.
Nice. Stretchy pants.
Going to last a waist.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of hip now, and before it wasn't as hip. And they were called like mother or grandmother pants, but now I see people sporting those all the time. So you'd be hip.
Mm-hmm. It's come full circle, all the way back.
Oh,
all the stuff that is old in my closet came back already. So it's been 20 years.
Right on.
So I wish I could fit. Though, right.
I wish I could fit in some of it. I have to get really sick in order to fit in my clothes from 20 years ago.
Gee.
Yeah, I don't need to try. That's just dismal.
Oh, all right. Well, let's change the subject because this went from really fun to a big downer. Let me make something else up here.
Yeah. So how did you like the other show, Robert? And Rachel, were you at the Parkway this last time?
It was after that. It was after the Parkway show. I had, met Trish at at someone's, a mutual friend's, like, house party, if you will. But wow. House party in your 40s, 50s looks different than,
So it was about, it's about 7 o'clock and everyone was leaving.
Yeah, exactly.
There's food.
Yeah, like the street lights came on, so it was time to go home. And, cause no one drives in the dark anymore. And
right.
So I told Trish, that I, did a little comedy here and there, and so she must have tucked that little nugget away. And then after the Parkway show, she asked me if I wanted to do this show. And I was like, okay, yeah, you have no idea what my humor is like. So you're rolling the dice on me, but thank you for trusting me. And I will hopefully not let you down. So this feels like a huge honor because, obviously Trish is hilarious and we all know Deanna. So that's like solid gold right there too. So I'm just stoked just to be invited. So hopefully I don't let anyone down.
Well, if you were last on, it would be disappointing, but you're the first on, so you can suck if you, you can be terrible.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you. Yeah,
you're not going to
set the stage.
You're not. No, when I heard your name, Rachel, you're natural. You're totally natural. And it was so funny because in our little group chat, I said, this is going to be awesome because Rachel's super funny. She's a flaming extrovert and she's amazing, right? And then like, 2 hours later, she's like, why do you make me sound like an STD?
I'm not wrong, right? Flaming extrovert.
I could be flaming too.
Yeah. Wow. I was like, I'm pretty sure they make a cream for that. I was like, leave me alone.
Wow. Well, I think you're going to do great I know you're going to do great because you have such great energy in person and you have big energy and it's going to be just telling stories and knocking it all the ball out of the ballpark. I love the fact from the Parkway that everybody was so good and everyone was, their style was so different. And what I liked is the audience was buying into it from the minute on, and it was electric in there. And I know that's kind of a cliche, but it really was. Did you feel that at the Parkway,
Deanna? Totally. Also,
don't shake your head, Deanna. This is radio.
Oh, you're not watching me.
Yeah. She was like, yes, yes, shaking her head. Yes.
What were you saying?
Go ahead, Rachel.
That I hope we get those ASL interpreters because that one in particular was hilarious and added so much to that one guy's set. So, yeah.
Well, hope we I could come do that. I don't know how to do it, but I could come do that. You know,
I've been doing like old school, like Arapaho. Like...
Yeah, right.
All right, the Robert, eagle, you're with me then. Okay.
The eagle. It's like.
You're with me.
Jeez. Or just maybe just yelling really loud what you're saying, you know, repeat what you're saying really loud. So
big
people.
So. Stay sad. I don't know how busy that is.
Yeah, that would be cool. I don't know. I don't know. I hope we don't get canceled today. No.
No. God, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
You could be, that'd be momentous. It's very windy out there. And I just segued into weather. Just wanted to let everyone know.
He's like, doo-dee-doo. No, I actually felt the electricity of the past show. So I was, like I said, like I wasn't prepared, but the audience really like fed into it. And it was super, like that was probably the highlight of my entire life was that night. Because it was like, it was amazing. Like I actually love it way more than being a powwow MC because it's like quick, you get it done with. I don't, you know, I know what's going on. I know what's happening. People are laughing and then I'm out. So I loved it. That night was amazing. I loved it.
Well, and it was uplifting too. I think the crowd really uplifted the whole performance because it was really, really, really good. And so, Rachel, you have a lot to live up to this next performance.
Wow. You got this. She got this. She's a natural.
You're gonna do great. Hey, we only have 1 minute. Did you see that? Put that up again, Haley. We're high tech here at Native Roots.
She's
go ahead.
So good.
Look at that.
My sign that travels with me. My paper sign.
Yes.
I like your font.
Thank you.
Hey, one more time before we end the show. Tomorrow night at
Bronson's House of Comedy at the Mall of America, fourth floor, ladies and
fourth
gentlemen.
Floor.
Oh, I didn't even know they had a fourth floor. That's amazing. Just kidding. Hey, thank you guys for coming on. And we'll be looking for our free pass, our press pass to come in and check it out. And you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier now.